Time for more trivia. And when you think trivia, you have to think Freddy Kiger.
I am trivial.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
You know, you look up trivia in the dictionary, there's a big picture of Freddy right beside it.
That's not good, Andy.
Right beside the word.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. What's going on?
Well, faces made for radio.
Yep. And you know what he says? He's got a little conversation balloon coming out of the top of his head. He says,
"Mash."
Tigger two.
Okay, Tigger, what do you got for us today?
Hey, hope you had a good 4th of July. Great job last night.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was
fun. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Had
a blast.
We're doing more.
No pun intended.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say that. We're doing more food today.
All right.
Food, food, food.
Good. I'm always ready for that.
Yeah. It's another thing that happened on this day.
Really?
Because like the Caesar salad, born on July 4th, 1924.
So the next day they invented Alka-Seltzer. I don't know.
We got something born today, 1937. And I'm going to tell you, if it was 37 from 24, that's 13 years of heartburn. That's not good.
Oh, yeah.
So I hope that's not the case.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, folks.
Well, you know what you got to do? You got to do like Larry the Cable Guy. Take Prilosec and don't get heartburn in the first place.
There you go. Oh, man. On this day in 1937, July the 5th. Uh-huh. Another American food staple hit the grocery shelves.
Okay.
The ingredients? Chop pork shoulder meat with ham meat added. Salt, water, modified potato starch as a binder, and sodium nitrate as a preservative. It has a gelatinous glaze that forms from the cooling of meat stock. What product do we enjoy this day that was introduced on this day on the grocery shelves, 1937?
This
comes... I'm serious. The ingredients. Yeah. Chopped pork shoulder meat with ham meat. Salt, water, modified potato starch as a binder. Sodium nitrate as a preservative. And it's got a gelatinous glaze that forms from the cooling of meat stock.
Uh-huh.
What product hit the shelves, 1937? This very day. And folks, they're still eating it.
Yeah, they are. Hey, thanks a lot.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
You know what it is?
Talking about spam?
Spam!
All right, well, you know, you're blowing my cover, Freddie, because you're talking about spam, and I've always had this thing, and I think half the people in town believed it, how spam originates from a little animal with soft white fur that it's only in the northernmost reaches of the country where it snows a lot, because it has white fur, so it can blend into the snow, and the spam has a soft pink underbelly, and that's why it's prized.
So
you're in here telling me that that's not even true.
Well, maybe they were trapping them and putting them in little cans or something.
Or maybe they couldn't catch them, and so they wanted to come up with something similar.
So you're trying to tell me that spam is a product of snipes?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And we've all been snipe hunting.
Oh, yes.
At one time or another.
So maybe it should be spam hunting.
Exactly.
But, I mean, the whole thing about spam is, you know, all the jokes and what have you.
Yeah.
Has become a part of our computerese.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Lousy mail is spam mail.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's awful.
Yeah, spam. Hormel Foods gets credit for it.
Right.
And Hawaiians lead the United States in per capita consumption of it.
Because it's cheaper than ham.
In fact, in 2007, folks, six years ago, the 7 billionth can of spam was sold.
And I bet the people in Hawaii eat it a lot with pineapple.
I bet they do.
Because that's a great taste combination.
Yes.
Ham and pineapple. I like ham and pineapple pizza.
Well, let me ask you this.
It's really good.
When's the last time you had spam?
It's been many years.
I don't think I have ever had more than maybe one or two tastes of spam.
Really? I used to eat
There's something about that, watching it slide out of the can. I just went, whoa, I cannot.
Well, let's just cut that off.
Can't
get rid
do
of
that.
That. Well, I used to eat it a lot when I was young, but I don't think as an adult I've eaten it at all.
Yeah. No, my mom never served spam.
Yeah.
No offense there, Hormel.
Yeah.
But on this day.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you should run out and buy a can of spam.
Yeah.
Think of the endangered species if we've sold
exactly
7 billion cans 6 years ago.
Get some Spam and celebrate.
Yeah. Celebrate good times.
Come on.
Spam in the...
Spam of the gang.
That's right. See you tomorrow. No, see you on Monday.
Yep.